Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Mississippi State Livestock Judging Camps. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Brett Crow, Mississippi State University Livestock Judging Team Coach and instructor at the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences. Brett, there are three different livestock judging camps you want to talk about today. What would you like for listeners to know about this?
Okay, so we have three different types of camps, beginning in mid-May and then through the first week of June. Those first couple of camps are targeting our older youth, so those that are 14 and up. They will be three-day camps that will be pretty involved in terms of covering all the meat animals, so beef cattle, sheep, meat, goats, and hogs will be covered, and that'll be a combination of some classroom discussion and lectures and also some on-the-farm live animal demonstrations. We'll actually be able to get in the lab and at the vet school and look at some skeletons and sort of better understand the structural makeup of livestock. Be pretty intensive oral reasons experience that these participants will get out of those camps. So those are in a three-day format for older youth. And then I have a camp built in on June the 2nd that is what we call a day camp. And actually, really, that's in half-day formats. And so traditionally, those have been kind of targeting more of our younger youth that maybe weren't quite ready to get quite involved with a three-day camp. But I've discovered that there's some benefit in opening that up to all ages. And so sometimes we have older youth that maybe they're not able to fit those other camps into our schedule, and they come to the day camp. And they still cover all the same meat animal species. They just get a very condensed version of it and don't get the oral reasons experience. But there's a morning camp on June the 2nd, and then after lunch we start with an afternoon camp. And so people are able to choose the camp that better fits their schedule. And we actually opened that one up for adult leaders to come and be involved too. So if it's maybe a county agent or an ag teacher or a parent or grandparent that kind of helps work with the team at home and they want to learn more about it, they can go through at the same pace and same time with the youth participants. And it's really taught at a level that's targeting the youth, but I think the adults really get something out of just kind of observing the instructional methods that we use on the youth and kind of maybe taking some of that material back home as they coach the team. May the 12th through the 14th would be that first three-day camp that we offer for older youth. That is really a beneficial camp getting ready for the state contest here in Mississippi. That is the following weekend. And then May the 28th through the 30th would be the other three-day camp for older youth. And then again, June the 2nd, we'll be offering a day camp in half-day formats for people of all ages as well as volunteer leaders.
Is there anything you want to add about like what kids should be wearing and what they should bring with them?
I would just say comfortable clothes. They don't mind getting dirty. They'll spend some time on the farm and out in the heat. Obviously a notebook and something to write on, but we'll provide the instructional material. Those first two camps that we offer are three-day camps, and we'll be putting participants up in dormitories here on campus for that. So they would, of course, would have to bring their own linens and bedding material, but that would be built into their cost, would be their dorm fee, and then their meals and everything would be provided for those three-day camps.
Okay, and the deadline is originally set for May 1st, which is tomorrow, but we have a few spots available that are still open, so people can call and still register for these camps. Is that correct?
That's correct. We still have some openings in all the camps, actually, and that first camp is the week prior to the state contest here in Mississippi for those that are in the 4-H contest, so I think that would be very beneficial, and we would still accept those last-minute entries for that to allow those participants to prepare for their state contest.
For more information about these livestock judging camps at Mississippi State University, where can folks go?
We have a Facebook page, actually, for our collegiate livestock judging team in the Animal and Dairy Sciences Department. It's called Mississippi State University Livestock Judging. If you'll like that page, we have camp information there where the links can be followed. But also our Animal and Dairy Sciences Department webpage would have a link for camp information. Or they can call me directly or email me. My phone number is 662-325-5208. Or I can be reached via email at brett.crow@msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Brett Crow, Livestock Judging Team Coach. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.